You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane in for Hanat Bava. Well, protests around the Bay Area and your own social media feed could make it seem like almost no one supports the new president. That's hardly the case. Jason Clark is chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party. I sat down with him today and started by asking about the women's marches.
Well, it's quite an exciting event, and it's nice to see a lot of people exercising their First Amendment right and doing it in a peaceful, largely peaceful, mostly respectful manner. The last presidential election, certainly, a lot of people felt very passionate about a number of issues. This is kind of an expression that people still say that they're going to advocate for some issues, even though that they may feel that they have lost the election.
I'm interested to ask you a little bit more about that, because I know you didn't support Donald Trump as the nominee for president. And I'm just curious if that's changed now that he's actually in office.
Well, when he became the official nominee, as an official of the Republican Party here in San Francisco, we supported him. So I'll make that clear. Now that he is president, because he's our president, whether we like it or not, like many people, I am definitely looking forward to some positive changes and keeping an open mind about everything. I think it's important that we extend that. I certainly, as a private citizen, I did that for Barack Obama when he first took office. So I'll keep an open mind.
And I'm just curious, I know that you're the first openly gay chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party. And I'm just curious, you know, one of the things that happened over the past couple of days is LGBT rights, any mention of that is down from the whitehouse.gov website. I'm just curious what's your reaction is to that?
Well, if you look, everything is down from Barack Obama's White House page. In fact, nothing was deleted. It was just archived and moved to the National Archives. When Obama took office in 2008, he erased George W. Bush's website. And so those pages about veterans affairs and the economy disappeared. Nobody accused Barack Obama of hating veterans or hating the economy. It's the same thing here. Donald Trump is building a new website, and so pages on issues like that will reappear. Some of the stuff will come back. And what's really exciting for me as a member of the LGBT community is that this is the first president in history who has started day one in the White House saying, "I support marriage equality." This is the first candidate of a major party in history who said from day one, "I support, you know, gay rights. I support things like gay marriage. I support the transgender bathroom issue. I support domestic partnerships." And that's something that it's a long time in coming. And, you know, that's something that we should definitely be proud of.
I'm curious about Mike Pence, because his views have been quite different. And he has said a lot of things that are in opposition to same-sex marriage. And so I'm just curious what your views are on the vice president.
The vice president is definitely going to have his views evolve quite a bit. The important thing to remember, though, is that Donald Trump is president. Mike Pence is vice president, just like Joe Biden was vice president. Ultimately, in this case, Donald Trump will be the president. And I think you're going to see a softening of some of the stances on this. Mike Pence's primary concern is to really stimulate the economy, and definitely this administration doesn't do something to help the economy in those Rust Belt states, they won't be able to count on a second term.
And when you say that you feel like Mike Pence, you know, will soften his views or that he needs to evolve, how do you see that happening, or why do you feel like that's going to happen?
I think exposure to this administration. I mean, Donald Trump is he's a Manhattan Republican. He has had gay people work for him his entire life. He was extended same-sex domestic partnership benefits to same-sex couples for his companies years and years ago. And I think, you know, having exposure to that And having exposure to Donald Trump's sort of worldview like that, I think that's going to help him evolve a bit.
I want to shift the conversation just a little bit, because one thing I'm really curious about, you know, I'm thinking about what is it like to be a Republican in San Francisco?
You know, I think it's a lot of fun, and all of my friends know I'm Republican. If you excuse the term, I've come out to them as a Republican, and that means I can be a bit of a rabble-rouser, which can be fun in and of itself. But for me, the idea of being able to talk about issues, being able to talk to people and tell them, you know, there's a different way to do things. I think it's important in democracy.